Got the LSUs, huh?
The LS and U's coming here, the future SEC mates. Yeah. So there you go.
They'll get used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So 80% chance of rain.
Whoa.
Woo-hoo, let's dance.
Did we get any? It sprinkled on my windshield on the way to a soiree last night around 6:30, but that was about it.
Well, it sprinkled on my way home yesterday afternoon after picking up the boys.
Yeah, so, there you go. Yeah. Well,
and I was the idiot, and I'm sure people saw me. I don't care. I was the idiot because it was sprinkling enough that I had to actually turn on my windshield wipers.
Uh-huh.
I rolled down my window and I just stuck my hand out and enjoyed it.
Ah.
It was wonderful. Oh,
you probably weren't the only one. Yeah.
I was the only one that I saw.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was truly enjoyable.
Just wanting to be one with the rain, if you will.
Yeah, I was getting in touch with that side of me.
This system, I was just looking at the national radar, this system goes all the way up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I mean, it is a long, long system.
Well, and the reason why I was a bit pessimistic in the intro to the newscast is because I was looking at how it was tracking on radar, and it's kind of tracking northeast, and the very tail end of it is what's, but Gary made it sound like that it will generate more this afternoon than anything else.
Need a little afternoon heating, which is what we're going to do. We're going to be up near 80, so just having some moisture in the air. Iowa and Missouri just getting pounded right now, and actually Wisconsin as well. We don't. Mm. But nonetheless, that's going on. And so, there you go.
Yes.
Here's my prediction for today. Joe Paterno will retire at the end of this season.
I don't think that's a stretch.
Yeah.
You know, I think he has a good out to do that now. If there was any reason for him to, you know, go ahead and pull the plug on his career, this would be a good time to do it.
Yeah, I don't think the word good can be used in any way.
No.
Here.
No. I found the, what would be the grand jury equivalent of the probable cause statement online yesterday.
Well, that's probably more than you wanted to know.
And I've read a lot of probable cause statements over the years.
Yeah.
They will harden you.
Yeah.
Because those give the details of the allegations.
Oh yeah.
And this is stomach turning.
Well, and the thing that's unfortunate, and yesterday I was reading a New York Times piece. I didn't forward it to you guys.
And I may have read the same one.
This guy just said, okay, this is it, you know, because he will now leave with probably a bigger cloud over him than Woody Hayes did.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning on the front page of the local paper, you know, state police are saying he didn't do enough. Just because you knew it and told your superior is not enough.
Yeah.
Because
and
you
then
didn't
just
stop
let
it.
Then just let it lie, you know, and say, well, I've done my job. Yeah, that's he's having his normal weekly press conference today, so all ears are going to be open to see if he addresses it all. He has not yet, so this is his normal weekly press conference today.
Well, will anyone ask him?
Yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, you know, there's going to be national people there that aren't there every
it'll
week
be a little,
who
little
don't care
a little more
about,
crowded than normal.
Yeah, who don't, you know, don't care what Joe Pa thinks of them. So
but you
be,
know,
yeah.
He can't get crusty about this. He can't just shut down and go, you know, I'm not going to talk about that. This is something
he can't go all
is,
Herman Cain on.
Nope. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we go there, too.
Oh, my God.
Let's just get worn out.
I think Mr. Cain is done.
Well, time out.
Yeah.
Time out.
Go ahead.
All right. Does anybody else smell a rat here? Really? Gloria?
Oh, yeah.
All red, and the woman just happens to be from Chicago?
Absolutely smell the rat. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. The lady could be just lying through her teeth, but I just don't know whether he can recover from this. You know? Even if she is lying through her teeth.
All right. I'm just going to say.
I mean, you know. It turns into a he said, she said.
All I'm going to say is William Jefferson Clinton.
Well.
Okay.
Oh, I did that, and then I got yelled at.
I know. That's true. But I mean.
Yeah, but he had a, if correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he had a big old lead in things at the time,
didn't he? You know, but he also had an elected title at that time as
That's right. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that in defense of what went on, but, of course, if you look at it from the, you know what, the Europeans are laughing at us going,
Yeah. Y'all have a problem with this, huh?
Yeah. The people in Italy are going, hey, we got Berlusconi. Okay.
Yeah. It's called Tuesday here.
Yeah. this is. What in the world's wrong with you people? So, and again, they're not like us over there. And again, I don't think any of us are defending him, but, They look at things differently over there, and so for that reason,
well,
you know,
anytime allegations like this come out, you are guilty until proven innocent.
Yep. And he's got a news conference today in Arizona, so see how that goes. Now, one of my preps had said that he canceled the Jimmy Kimmel show, but he was on. I mean, I just heard the audio from Fox. He was on last night, and he said, "I'm not done yet." And you probably have the audio in there someplace, and the crowd erupted in in support. So.
We may have to go like 5 hours today.
Yeah, really.
And then election coverage. Let's just go wall to wall.
Well,
just drop it.
Yeah,
we don't need Rush.
Nah, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Info.
Mation.
Anyway.
Yeah. Now you're going a little overboard.
Yeah, from a revenue standpoint, we very much need Rush.
Probably do. Yeah. Just it's out there if you want it. Yeah.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. With your support, Hospice Brazos Valley continues to be the leader in palliative care, dedicated to improving our quality of care and the number of services we provide. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yeah, it is, and it's the 8th of November, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Today is Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day. So if you find some roadkill out there.
Can it just be bold?
No, it has to be pungent as well.
I talked to a friend of mine that said one of the most pungent things he'd ever smelled cooking was chitlins.
Yeah.
Chitlins.
Yeah. That's probably right. That and Cheval. That's okay.
There you go.
What is Cheval?
Horse meat.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's why they got a fancy name for it.
Otherwise it would just be horse meat.
Y'all gonna sit down and eat some cow muscle tonight? I mean, you just don't talk that way. But anyway.
Celebrity birthdays today. Celebrity. Patty Page, the singer. Turns 84 years old today. How much is that doggy in the window?
Mm-hmm.
One with the waggly tail.
Tennessee Waltz.
Yeah, there you go. She's 84 years old
today. Back when songs had so much meaning.
Well, she's the one who did the song Is That All There Is?
Ah.
Which was a pretty bizarre song. I was being a disc jockey then. And, we had to play it because it was Patty Page, but I'm going to go out and smoke a cigarette.
There you go.
And didn't we always look for an excuse for that?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
For me, it was Boot Scoot and Boogie, the remix, because that was 6 minutes
long.
Oh,
okay.
You can go suck one down in that time.
There you go.
Around 60 minutes.
Flick it out in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Done. Yeah. All right. Anyway,
around the 60 Minute studios, they just kind of tossle his hair and tell him, young kid, he's Morley Safer is 80. Yeah. Years old.
No, since Croft came on board, though.
Yeah, that's true. I guess he's.
But still, in any other world, he would have been, sitting down 10 years ago anyway.
Yeah, Morley Safer is 80 years old. I saw his interview, the other day that he did with, I'm sorry, just passed
Andy
away.
Rooney.
Andy Rooney. And Andy looked a whole lot better than Morley did.
Well, he doesn't
in
now.
The interview. Yeah, I don't know. Have you seen Morley? He's 80.
Too soon?
Yeah, he's 80 years old. Bonnie Raitt, the singer. Something to talk about.
Bonnie Raitt is a really good singer.
Yeah.
She really is.
Yeah.
I Can't Make You Love Me? Did she do that song?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No. Well. She, Nick of Time was a.
Bonnie does good
and,
stuff.
And, she's 62 years old. Mary Hart, the former anchor of Entertainment.
Oh, what's
tonight.
She doing now, I wonder?
Showing off her gams.
Walking around in blue jeans?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. She's 60 years old today. Leif Garrett, the 70s TV idol, is 50 years old today. And Tara Reid, the actress from American Pie.
Actress.
And Josie and the Pussycats is 36 years old. One of the Osbournes, Jack, the weird boy, is 26 years old today. And moving on, Courtney Thorne Smith from According to Jim. Hubba Hubba. I think she's just a beautiful lady. She's 44 years old today. Diana King, the actress, turns 41. And I guess that's all I got of those I've heard
Gordon Ramsay, he's from Hell's Kitchen.
Oh,
you might know
he's
him.
He's a mean
fella. A wonderful guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Hail fellow well met. 45 years old. And Alfre Woodard, the actress person.
There you go.
58. All right, that's it. 624.